You are listening to a True Gospel Perspective from our Macedonia Baptist Church ministerial staff. We pray that this message will be a true blessing to you.
Giving honor to our risen Savior, our Lord and Jesus Christ, and to our pastor and my pastor, Pastor Charles Twyman. I thank him for this preaching privilege. And I just want you to know, Pastor, I don't take it for granted. I have a late brother-in-law that always reminded us that people can be nice, but they don't have to be nice to you. And so I'm grateful to stand before you once again behind this sacred desk. For those of you that have your Bible, from the Gospel according to St. John, the very first chapter, and from the 35th verse, we'll read down to the 46th. The Gospel according to St. John, the very first verse, the 35th verse of the first chapter. There you will find these words. Again, the next day after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and said unto them, "What seek ye?" They said unto him, "Rabbi," which is to say, being interpreted, "Master, where dwellest thou?" He said unto them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon and said unto him, "We have found the Messiah," which is being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, "Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas," which is by interpretation, "a stone." The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip, and said unto him, "Follow me." Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and said unto him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And Nathanael said unto him, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Philip said unto him, "Come and see." The message is entitled this morning, simply, "Come and see." Come and you will see. We're living in a dark, sin-sick world. In an evil nation this morning that has turned away from God and is determined to do and live just as they please, without one thought of pleasing God. Dark homes, dark minds, dark hearts. In fact, as I speak, many today are traveling on a deep, dark path of this life and near the point of giving up. But I came by here for a few moments just to tell somebody that there is a way out. And here Jesus gives us the answer. He simply says, come and see. And if you're here today, I don't know who I'm talking to, and you're undecided and unconvinced and you just won't believe that Jesus is Lord and Savior, today you are invited to come and see. So often, church, we take so many things for granted. Amen. Like when we leave home in the mornings, that we're going to make it back safely. Or when we go to sleep at night, we're going to wake up to see a brand new day. Yeah, we even make plans without consulting God. There are lights. There are lights all around us. City lights. Night lights. Street lights. There are lights all around us. Even flashlights and even lights for the lights. Yet there are few who are walking in the light. And to see this light, you gotta leave your comfort zone. You gotta get up off your seat of do nothing. And you gotta come and see the light of the world. We are mindful in this little passage that Andrew went and got his brother Simon, whose name was changed to Peter. And we know, even reading our Bibles through the Gospels, that Peter's failures are well known. But the record declares that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And I don't know about you, but I dare not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness came by the law, then our Christ that we serve has died in vain. Oh, bless his name. Come and see the light of the world, because my Bible tells me in him is no darkness at all. Come and see means to simply personally get involved. It's personal. Yeah. It says, come and think for yourself. Yeah. You don't have to believe what somebody else told you. Come and see for yourself. Come as you are. But I declare you won't stay as you are. Because every one of us that has had an encounter with Christ, our lives have never and will never, ever be the same. John here makes it clear that he was just a voice, a preparer. He was a simple nobody begging everybody to come see somebody who can save anybody. The text says that John was standing with two of his disciples, and Jesus just happened to be coming, walking by. And John, with a loud voice, hollers out, "Behold, the Lamb of God." And can I just tell us? John was simply doing what he's always busy doing, drawing others to Christ. He wasn't trying to make a name for himself. He wanted other folks not to see him crying in the wilderness, but he wanted him to see Christ. And I think I'll say that again. John was busy doing what he had a habit of doing. How about us? How about you and I? Yeah. Sunday after Sunday and Wednesday after Wednesday, our own Pastor Twyman, he has a bad habit of the can't help it. Yeah. He labors Sunday after Sunday and Wednesday after Wednesday. And he longs simply for us to have a deeper, closer relationship with the Master. And every Sunday, he stands behind his sacred desk. And every Wednesday, he's at Bible study telling every one of us, come and see. Is there anybody here that needs a reminder of all that Christ has done for us? Macedonia, Christ doesn't want something from us. He wants us. And the very first thing that Andrew did is that he went and got his brother. And the record says, and he brought him to Christ. And some of us been in the church 20, 30, 40 years and haven't ever brought anybody to Christ. So some of us, yeah. And some of us got folks in our family that are dying and going their way to hell. And we won't even talk to. Yeah. We got a bad habit. We'll run others out of our lives by always finding fault with others without ever knowing they were busy overlooking our faults. I need to tell somebody that if you're carrying wounds and scars of the past, L-I-G, simply let it go. Yeah, just let it go. For the love of Christ, let it go. If you won't let the past die, it won't let you live. Where's your brother? Where's your sister? You just got through hearing the choir singing how they love Jesus. If you love Jesus, where's your brother? Where's your sister? Where's that wayward child that you've given up on? That loved one that lied to you and lied on you and you just won't forgive? That you've given up. Those who said that you would never ever speak to again. I need to tell somebody here. Yeah, you will only find your brother and your sister when you yourself come out of yourself and you find Christ. Whatever is hindering you, let it go. Let it go. Brothers and sisters, the greatest testimony you and I can have is the testimony of a changed life. These disciples wasn't distracted. They weren't caught up with the cares of the world. They weren't selfish. They weren't insecure. And they weren't into cliques and clacking. And I need to ask right here, Are you really following Jesus? Don't fool me now. Are you really living for and longing to have an intimate relationship with the Master? Well, tell me, who have heard your testimony? Oh, yeah, we'll gossip about this and that. Him and Kim and Shim and Jim and even them. But who have you ever told to come see a man? Do you really want others to know him? Or are you like Israel, content on forgetting him until troubles arise? Oh, you know, you don't know my story. And I don't know your story. But we all got a story to tell. Oh yeah, you don't know what he's done for me. And I sure enough got a story to tell. And if you're sitting here this afternoon, you didn't get here by yourself. Tell me who woke you up this morning. Yeah, who watched over you? Yeah, as you slept and slumbered all night. Yeah. Who watched over you not only last night, but all the days and the years that are going by? Tell me, yeah, who gave you that job that you have when doors were closed all around us? Yeah. Who made a way for you to put food on your table? Amen. Who stood by your bedside before and during your surgery that you had? Come and you will see. Who told you to be content with such things as you have? Who told you that I'll never leave you or forsake you? Oh, just come and see. Who told you that though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow? Though they be like crimson, they shall be as wool. You need to come and see. Jesus saw them following him, and he turned and asked the piercing question, "What do you want?" And already knowing the answer, but he wanted to hear them say it. Brothers and sisters, every now and then we need to ask ourselves that soul piercing question, "What am I looking for when I come to worship? Well, what's my aim? What is it really that I want out of life? Is it security? Is it a career? Is it peace? Peace with myself?" And some of us don't have peace with ourselves. Amen. Is it peace with my fellow man? Is it peace with God? Well, can I just tell us? There is no safe security in the changes of this life. And if you got a career, it's limited by time. But when you need one who can read, who can understand, who alone can satisfy your heart's desire and do them all at the same time, come and see. Cast all of your cares on him. Amen. For he cares for you. I gotta leave you now, but I need you to know these two disciples just didn't want a roadside chat with Jesus. Yeah. They wanted to tell Jesus all about their troubles. Yeah. They didn't need their road dogs on following them or their booze that they left behind. They needed a friend. And can I tell you, there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Yeah, yeah. Come and see our burden bearer. Come and see, amen, he alone who can solve all of our disappointments and our failures and unspeakable joy. Come and see our healer. Come and see who can supply our every need. And he's more than able. Oh, just you come and see. Who gonna help you when doors are closed and you don't see a way out? Come and see. Who's gonna feed you when there's no food in the house and your bills are overdue and you got more month left than at the end of your money? Come and see. Who has the only words for eternal life? Oh, you know the story of how he left his home in glory, came down through 40 and two generations. Yeah, yeah. Healing the sick, giving sight to the blind, raising the dead. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. He was lied on, falsely tried. Amen. He was nailed to an old rugged cross, crucified. He was pierced in his side. And he hung there. He bled. He suffered. And he died. I said he died, church. He died. He was buried in a borrowed tomb. And he only bought it because he only needed it for 3 days. He stayed dead all night Friday. All night Saturday. All Saturday. But early Sunday morning, I said he got up. He got up, y'all. He stepped out on resurrection ground. He said, I am he who once was dead, and I'm alive forevermore. And the good news is, you don't have to take James O'Rear's word for it. Come and see for yourself. I gotta declare an empty tomb is there to prove my Savior lives. Come and see. Come and see, church. Come and see.
We hope you enjoyed this message today, and we pray that it was a true blessing to you. If you are interested in learning more about Pastor Charles D. Twyman and the Macedonia Baptist Church family, you can reach out to us at www.mbcdet.com. Thank you, and God bless you.